Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to episode 178 of the Curtain Call Podcast. Curtain Call is the podcast that takes you deep behind the scenes of the theater world, bringing you in-depth conversations with the story makers that are shaping the future of theater today. We pull back the curtain to reveal the stories behind the stories and give you a glimpse into the backstage world like no other podcast does. And today, we have both a returning guest and a returning show, although not exactly what you'd think or expect. Listeners of this podcast will remember Jonathan Andrew Hume from the original London cast of the Olivier Award-winning best musical Come From Away as one of the Kevins. He was brilliant in that show. He was great, so funny. And when I was offered a chance to speak to the cast, the incoming cast of the revival of Guys and Dolls at the Bridge Theater, I jumped at the chance and asked if I could speak to Jonathan. He's just one of the loveliest guys in the business, pun intended. Now, if you haven't seen Guys and Dolls at some point in your life, then something in the universe is misfiring. It's as ubiquitous a show as kind of like Panto is at Christmas time. There's always a production at some point in some high school near you, or an amateur theater, or a professional theater. It's guaranteed. Listen, in fact, here's a little tidbit of information. Tom Cruise was injured in his high school, and he couldn't wrestle a year, so he auditioned for Guys and Dolls and won the role of Nathan Detroit, and thus began his acting career. But Mr. Cruise's production, and every other production thereafter, I know cannot hold a candle to the energy, the musicality, the just plain theaterness of Nick Heitner's current production at the Bridge. It is truly immersive. It's in the round, has lifts on the floor that are elevating the playing spaces, and in the middle of the audience who are on the floor as well. Those of us who've chose to stand for 2 hours and 50 minutes, you know, it sounds like a long time, but let me tell you something. It flies by because you're constantly moving around. Listen, you don't like the view? Move. No one's going to stop you. Don't worry. There are plenty of ushers. And I'm saying that they're like team members. They're team members who are, you know, actually taking part in the show as well. They're there to keep you safe. So I just have to say this, a special shout out to Luke, who I spoke to in the interval about how much fun it was for that team to be doing what they're doing during the show. They love it. Luke's great and has a fantastic American accent to boot. It was crazy. I thought he was American. And I'm telling you, he has a better American accent than a lot of people I've seen on stage, but not in this production. Everybody's American accent in this production was spot on. Now, it is truly hard to describe how wonderful it was to witness the show on the floor of the Bridge Theater. You have to go there. You have to watch Jonathan sing, "Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat," is Nicely, Nicely Johnson. Man, that was a big bucket list item ticked off. Jonathan is so good in this role. And I'm going to go back and watch him again. And maybe again, and then maybe again. I sat down with Jonathan in the foyer of the Bridge just before a show to talk about his journey from Come From Away to the bright lights of New York City and Mindy's, the Hot Box Cafe, and Sarah Brown's Local Mission. It's quite a journey, but it was so much fun catching up with Jonathan. So have a listen.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a minute.
I know.
It has been a minute.
Same podcast, different show.
Same podcast, different show, and returning guests. I mean, I love a returning guest. So can you let me know? It's like I said, it's been a minute. What's your journey been like to Guys and Dolls?
So I had left Come From Away.
Yeah.
And I did a lovely little musical down at the Chocolate Factory called The Third Man. Which was directed by Trevor Nunn.
That's right.
Which was absolutely amazing. A great experience to do. It's one of those things where I've ticked off something on the bucket list to work with Trevor. So that was really, really great. And then towards the end of that run, the auditions came for Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Now, funnily enough, it was the third time I had been asked to audition for Guys
and
Dolls. So I was originally asked to audition for the original cast for a different role to what I'm playing now.
Okay.
Didn't get that.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. Just don't get everything.
Tell me about it.
Exactly. And then, as the show was in rehearsals, one of the cast members had a health issue and had to back out.
Right.
So they were looking to somebody to replace that.
Okay.
Didn't get that one.
Okay.
It was a different role again.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. Don't get everything. It allowed me to go and do the thing
at the third man.
And then it came up again, and Charlotte, who's the casting director, was like, we want to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just trying to fit you in this mold.
Yeah.
So I kind of went in kind of going, okay, so what are we doing today?
Yeah,
who
yeah,
are we
yeah,
playing
exactly,
today?
Exactly.
And then they called me in for the third time for Nicey Nicey Johnson. And I think there was something about that character which kind of sat a little bit more comfortable in myself.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
And he's fun. He's full of energy and funny and laughs. And then, I mean, because in Comfort Way, you had those wonderful funny moments that you kept. I mean, they were great. So when I saw He's Nice and Nice, I saw that fit for me. And only knowing you as little as I do, but going, oh, that's a great shout.
Yeah. I know. I was really, really grateful that I was actually considered for the show in itself.
Yeah.
And they were trying to find something for me.
That's lovely.
That's really, really great to know. And as we were working through the material, I hadn't seen the production at the Bridge. I'd seen the movie.
Yeah.
I'd seen other productions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the iconic song, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Yes.
So I had my idea of what that is.
Yeah.
So I went into the audition and I started singing the song. People are said, sit down, sit down. As I put the hands up, I said, sorry, can we stop? We just need it a little bit slower. I was like, slower? That's very strange.
Yeah.
So started singing it a bit slower. I said, okay, now just put a little bit of, like a gospel kind of, put yourself into this song.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit more. There's still a little bit musical theatre in it.
Mm.
And then Tom, musical supervisor, said, you know what, just have fun with it. Which is something that I'm never, ever, ever used to.
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In the music.
Especially as an audition, like somebody going, don't, you know, put all that stuff to bed.
Exactly.
And let's hear some.
So I put in a couple of things. I said, more. So, okay.
Oh, wow.
So it was really, really great to actually explore that character and to also find the joy of him come out of myself and really put my stamp on it. And then I got the gig. Thankfully, and I went to see the show, and I saw the lovely Cedric Neal in it.
Right,
and my mouth was on the floor, and I was not going to lie. There was a little part of me that said, "Did they really want me to play this role?" Because Cedric was amazing, absolutely brilliant at the role. And what was really great about the rehearsal process is they didn't want a carbon copy.
Yeah,
they wanted my stamp on the character.
Yeah.
Which is what I kind of feel like I've done, and it's been really great to have that journey.
I think that I think that's a great. Everyone, as actors, we come in and we want to personalize or bring something of us and put it. But it also, what that does, it gives the opportunity for someone who adores a show to see a new take,
exactly,
and a new show,
exactly,
even with the same, you know, with the same bones, but just with a different physical appearance or physicality or whatever. I think that's great. I love that story. I love that story. That's amazing. You know, three is a magic number, Jonathan, isn't it? And so you're coming into a show that is it completely recast, or there's some people staying, or is...
The majority of people have been recast.
Okay.
It's a year on.
Okay. Yes.
And people had their journey with the show, and they're going off to do other things, as it happens in the industry, which is beautiful about this industry, is you can just go, I'm done, let's do something different.
Exactly.
And it allows other people to come in, as you
said. You don't have to get killed off, as in a soap.
Exactly.
You know? So coming into a show that's already, you know, established, because this is a critically acclaimed show.
This is,
people love it, and there are return visitors. Coming into that, do you approach it any differently? You know, as an actor, do you approach it like, I don't know, are there any different steps, as it were, to doing something as originating a role as you did with Comfort Way?
Well, I think the beauty of having a show that you're originating is you are on the same level playing field with everybody else in that building, and you're creating something.
Mm.
With something that's already established, there is a fear that I had that I wanted to make sure that the story and the idea that Nick Heitner had originally was still being told.
Right.
With that in mind, a lot of my questions coming in were, what do you need to stay? What can I not change? What can I not play around with?
Yeah.
And once we established that box, then it was time to actually have some fun and play around and try different things. And what's beautiful, I mean, we are, I think, what, 7 shows since we've opened now, since when we're recording this? And even so early on, we're still changing things up and finding new ideas.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to have that. And we're all getting comfortable with these roles. But what's really cool about Come From the like the relationship between Come From Away and Guys and Dolls is the cast are exactly as lovely, happy, generous, kind, and supportive as they were in Come From Away.
Yeah, that's so cool. Now, this is a different staging, isn't it? I mean, you are not going to see a staging like this of Guys and Dolls probably again until it comes in place here, because this theater is incredible.
Yeah.
This is such one of the most elastic spaces I have ever seen.
Completely.
And, can you let us know how this differs and how you found it in the rehearsals and now in your previews?
In rehearsals, we were in one big rehearsal room, and we had all the marks on the floor, and we were walked in and we were told, this is lift one, this is lift two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah,
we were there's 12 lifts? Yeah. This is ridiculous. So we were trying to imagine this moving stage when we're in rehearsal rooms, which we couldn't really do until we actually set foot onto the stage.
Yeah.
Now, with 12 lifts that can all work independently, it's beautiful. The level of control that the technical department have over it is amazing. So you've got the 12 pieces of the lifts, and the show is played in the round.
Yes.
So everybody is able to see everything from all angles, which means as an actor, we are playing
everywhere
so that there's no bad seat.
Right.
Everybody gets the same experience.
Yeah.
But then what's on top of this as a bonus is with its immersive feature, on the floor of the stage, you can have over 300 people following.
300?
I believe
It's hundreds, though. I know that.
Yeah, and they are following the action.
Wow.
And when I say following the action, it's not that they're just standing watching it. They get ushered around by the hosts so that they are following the story. They can be in the hot box watching Adelaide dance and with all of her, with all the other dancers. They can be on Broadway with us as we're walking down the streets and exploring the scene. It's just, as an actor as well, to actually look out there and see the faces of these people in absolute joy in their element is brilliant. And then on top of that, to make it even more immersive, Nick has involved the audience in the show. So you have moments where, I'm not going to ruin
it. Don't, because I'm going to be in that. I'm going to be on the floor on Monday.
Yeah, so you have moments where some of the audience members are invited onto the stage to take part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like panto.
Audience participation, yeah.
It's immersive.
Amazing.
So they can sit at the tables in Mindy's bar, in Mindy's cafe, and little surprises will happen.
Okay. Is there real cheesecake? Because if
there isn't real cheesecake, but there is real pretzels.
Nice.
There's real hot dogs.
God, what?
Yeah, it's
Jonathan,
an experience.
I'm loving this. Okay. Now, you've just kind of, this is the real last question, because you've got to go get ready in a minute. What would you like audiences who come to this, you know, this unique experience of a musical that's been, I mean, look, the Forbidden Broadway version of this is, I'm sure I've seen the show before in some old high school gym on someone's basement floor, because this is a show that's been done.
Yeah, many times.
What would you like audiences who come, who are maybe thinking, should I go see this, or in fact they do, what would you like them to get out of this? What would you like them to kind of take away or look forward to?
Firstly, I'd like audiences to throw away all their preconceptions of this show. This is a version of Guys and Dolls which has never been done before. It far surpasses your imagination. You're transported into the world of 1950s Broadway, and you are in amongst the action. The spectacular kind of the feeling that you get as you walk away from this theatre is just absolute joy. You have the involvement of. Do you want me to pause?
No, okay. I love it. This is all part. We're front of house. This is how it works. This is all good.
As I said, you're immersed in it. So you get to see all of the bright lights of Broadway.
Yeah.
You see the set being taken on and taken off.
Yeah.
The crew and the hosts are as much part of the company as the cast are. So much so, they get their own bow at the end of the show. And that's one of the things that when I watched it, I just saw the choreography from the stage crew and from the host was just beautifully directed as well. They aren't taking away your attention, but at the same time, they're not unseen.
Yeah.
And it's just another layer, I think, of art that most people don't get to see.
Oh, that is amazing. I can't wait. I think by the time this goes out, I will have already seen it. So I think it's going out next week. So I have to have a little addendum to this. thank you so much, Jonathan.
Of course.
And it's been brilliant catching up and so good to see you again. I just think you are so much fun to watch on stage.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to see your Nicely Nicely. thank you.
Thank you.
but yeah, all the best with Break Legs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on.
And I'll see you on the next episode. Next show.
Exactly.
Actor Jonathan Andrew Hume as Nicely Nicely Johnson in Nick Heitner's revival of Guys and Dolls at the Bridge Theatre in London. Do yourself a favor, go see this show. It is just brilliant. It's fantastic. It's like, and if you've seen Guys and Dolls before, go see it because you have never seen a Guys and Dolls like this. The new cast are amazing, and I don't think I smiled so much in an audience for years and years. Now, just before we go, if you want to reach out, you can find me on all the socials at John Schwab. That's at JohnSchwab. And it gives me a great pleasure to thank Jonathan Andrew Hume and all the company, not just the cast of this musical, because they are all involved. The band, incredible. It's incredible. All the team, front of house team, and the ushers, like, they're all the team. They actually get their own bow people, and rightly so, because they were just incredible. Incredible. Go see it. I'll put ways to get tickets and Jonathan's social contacts in the show notes. Once again, thank you to Shure Microphones for being our equipment sponsor. We're recording this on a little Shure microphone today. And lastly, thank you guys for listening. Speak soon. Stay safe. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.